today. Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendy. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look, here is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain. Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away, left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling.
Hello.
I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep, so won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police say the suspect in the Boulder firebomb attack that left a dozen people wounded has spent a year planning it and learned how to make the devices and carry out the action on YouTube. Mohammed Solomon had moved to Colorado 3 years ago, and the Department of Homeland Security says he was in the country illegally, having overstayed his visa. Dozens of Palestinians killed near a food aid center in Gaza. ABC's Guy Davies has more.
Another mass casualty event has been reported after another shooting near an aid distribution center in southern Gaza. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 27 people were killed and dozens more injured. The director of Nasser Hospital is saying they're struggling to cope with the influx of casualties. This morning, the IDF said they fired shots towards suspects in the area who had deviated from an established route, but they're reviewing the incident. Guy Davies, ABC News in Tel Aviv.
Ukraine's drone attack on Russian warplanes is being seen as a serious blow to the Kremlin's strategic arsenal. Ceasefire talks in Turkey stalled. This is ABC News. The U.S. Department of Transportation says things are going well at getting back on track at Newark Liberty Airport.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says construction on one runway at Newark Liberty International was completed 2 weeks early. He also says FAA training is underway to fill air traffic controller shortages.
We have 16 in training. 14 of those are experienced controllers from other airspaces. They have to get trained up in this airspace. And so depending on where they're at in the training will depend on when they roll out of training and become certified controllers for this airspace.
Duffy says flights will increase on the runway after it's certified next week. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
How much soup has your family been putting down? Campbell says more people are eating at home, and that has been boosting its bottom line. With Americans cutting back on dining out, demand is up for things like canned food and soup. Net sales at Campbell's up 4% in the last quarter. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ehlen. At the Capitol, the clock is running on the next 2-year state budget. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders have met twice so far. The two sides are attempting to reach consensus on tax cuts while the Joint Finance Committee works on the budget. Trial begins for a Green Bay Correctional Institution inmate who allegedly killed his cellmate. Jackson Vogel is accused in the August 27th death of Michael Loreno at the Alloway prison. Charges against Vogel include hate crime enhancers, as Vogel allegedly targeted Loreno due to his race and sexual preference. And don't get scammed while booking a summer vacation. The Better Business Bureau says you should only be working with a trusted travel agent or online booking site rather than third parties. Also, be sure to only pay with a credit card and never use strange payments like wire transfers or gift cards. Ted Ehlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compere Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compere.com/homesweethome.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Two lines of unlimited for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings compared to Verizon and AT&T. But don't just take our word for it.
It's not just the savings that are great with our T-Mobile plan. There's all this value from all these other things that T-Mobile offers.
T-Mobile has been such a savings for us.
We love it.
Switch today and get two free 5G phones like the Motorola Edge with turbo power charging that gives you power for the day in just 15 minutes. And customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Go to T-Mobile.com/55 to learn more.
24 monthly bill credits and two new lines with auto pay for well-qualified customers plus taxes, fees, and $35 per line connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Charger sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with some heavy rain possible, a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. Our high right around 65 to 68 this afternoon. Tonight down to 51, tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Eyes so blue, your vision in white, and I've been waiting.
not sure where you came from, but I thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight.
Cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is bartender, something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
Johnny B. Good. Looking so sweet, it ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein. From the five and dime. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. The show looks good in her denim man pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brooks and Dunn, Rock My World, Little Country Girl, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-60s, do have some areas of showers, even some thunderstorms too. Those showers are going to continue today. Could see nearly an inch of rain today, and we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, we're going to talk with Jonathan Gibbs from the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Recently, U.S. Meat Export Federation, also the Soybean Marketing Board got together. Good news for pork producers here in Wisconsin and Wisconsin soybean growers as well. After a recent study that was released by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. We'll have more on that with Jonathan here coming up this hour in our Newsmakers segment. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
How competitive is the U.S. dairy industry in the global marketplace? We get an update from Ben Buckner, Chief Grains and Dairy Analyst at Ag Resource, on a recent PDP dairy signal.
The message we've got, I think, is pretty positive for the dairy space in the U.S. You know, increasingly, we are the ones with a milk production growth, you know, dairy product surpluses, and I think those surpluses will find the import market pretty quick. You know, we are the place to be if you want to buy dairy products and you're an importer. We do want to communicate, though, I think the feed outlook to us is turning a little more bearish. So if we do have corn producers, I think it does make sense to do something risk management-wise at the market or close to it, certainly on recoveries. And that's just a function of weather. Overall, I think the theme is, from a very high level, milk feed ratios widen, especially the second half of summer, maybe the second half of calendar year 2025. We are concerned that corn may have to find a price that increases demand for the first time in about 6 or 8 months. We do have, you know, confirmation that U.S. milk production is ongoing. It is accelerating a little bit. I think the U.S. milk production is doing very well. That probably continues throughout summer. You know, we think that production growth stays at about 1% year over year. In the grand scheme of things, we're still not seeing the growth that we saw, you know, prior to 2020. We're still, you know, a long ways away from that. But this is different than the last couple of years, and when we kind of saw, as of late spring, early summer, we on paper weren't going to have enough milk, and we saw, you know, $22, $24 Class 3 prices. That may not be the case just because the U.S. will have milk, at least for the next 4 or 5 months.
Comments from Ben Buckner, Chief Grains and Dairy Analyst at Ag Resource, on a recent PDP dairy signal, who's optimistic about the near future of the U.S. dairy markets.
We clearly would like one of the world's largest economies to buy maximum amounts of dairy from the U.S., but even the status quo, I think, leans pretty positive. Given where U.S. cheese, butter, whey, and even non-fat dry sit relative to competing markets in the global space. And again, so while the U.S. is improving, things seem to be getting worse elsewhere. So milk production growth in Oceania, which had been fairly strong up until, you know, the latter part of winter, has ended. And Europe, maybe the problems are just beginning. And that's, I think, Europe is the big concern when we think about having to adjust trade flows. And this bodes well for cheese. And assuming that global dairy demand is unchanged from the USDA's current forecast, that just means more tons of cheese have to be put into the export category of the U.S. balance sheet. So it's kind of a matrix. Without, I think, pretty quick and meaningful growth in Europe, that is the scenario that we will contend with in 2025. You know, we will be taking world market share for cheese from Europe. And that's very positive, you know, to, of course, Class 3. And also, I think cash values of milk through the rest of the year.
And what can be done to stimulate more U.S. dairy export products?
Probably, you know, outside of just the market doing what it's doing today, which I think it's doing a really good job at stimulating exports. We still have this idea that global dairy consumption is going to grow pretty normally, you know, call it over the next decade. Europe's issues are structural, long-term, probably unlikely to be solved. New Zealand's out of land. Yield growth there is pretty minimal. I think we fill a majority of that. But for now, it's probably what we can do short-term is trade deals, which is out of all of our hands. And I guess to a trade deal with China, you know, China ebbs and flows with their non-fat dry needs from the U.S., way as well. And so if we do kind of lock in that Chinese market politically, then that bodes pretty well.
Again, those are comments from Ben Buckner, Chief Grains and Dairy Analyst at Ag Resource, from a recent PDP dairy signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows.
Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Tim McGraw and Where the Green Grass Grows here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. 67 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, June milk down 4 to 1906, July down 7 to 1960, August and September not traded overnight, August at 1959, September 1951. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels were steady at 187, 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 195 and a half. 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3.5 to 251, 26 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 128 and 3/4, 1 trade. Dry whey down 3/4 to 56 and a half, 7 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they are called mixed. Hogs are called higher today. Cattle futures were bound and determined to move higher yesterday. Technical traders are setting their sights on contract highs as the next resistance level, but it may be difficult for futures to move above that level without further strength in cash. There's no reason cash can't trade higher as cattle supplies remain tight and beef demand remains strong. Box beef was mixed Monday, choice down 34 cents, but select up $1.46. But that could have little impact on the market as feedlots are expected to hold out for nothing less than higher prices again this week. Hog markets extended the gains of Friday, with August and later months making new contract highs on Monday, and the hogs are expected to move higher once again today. June live cattle opened the day at 216.55, August at 211, October at 209.20. August feeder cattle open at 301.75, September 300.90, and October at 299.07. June hogs open at 100.85, July 104.97, and August at 105.90. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn and soybeans are slightly higher today. Again, the markets appear to be running into some resistance levels. Now, wheat markets are lower as the wheat market does appear to be running into some profit-taking after the recent rally. Now, heavy storms are expected in most of the corn and soybean belts. That could provide some much-needed moisture for crop development, but that could also cause some disease issues for wheat. But wheat lower again this morning on that profit-taking after the big gains from yesterday. July corn this morning is steady at 438 and a quarter. September and new crop both up one. September at 421 and 3/4. December 436 and 3/4. July beans up 3 1/4 this morning to 1036 and 3/4. August up 2 1/4 to 1029 and a half. September up 1 to 1008 and 3/4. New crop up 1 3/4 to 1018 and 3/4. July soybean meal up $1.10 to 295. July soybean oil down 7 cents to 46.21. Chicago wheat, July down 4 3/4 to 534 1/4. September down 4 to 549 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, July down 7 3/4 to 619 1/2. September down 6 3/4 to 633 1/2. Energy markets this morning, July and August crude oil both up 28 cents. July at 62.80, August 61.82. July and August gas both up a cent. July at 205, August at 203. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground, and Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start-grow-finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Durand. Visit them online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 391, July 393, new crop at 376. Cash beans 954, July 959, new crop 927. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn and July corn both at 4 1/4, August 4 3/4, new crop 385 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 410, August 406, and new crop 387. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 388, new crop 385, cash beans 963, new crop 942. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 394, new crop 386, cash beans 948, new crop 932. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 412, July 414, and new crop at 396. Cash beans at 996, July 999, new crop 959. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 386, July 386, new crop 381. Cash beans 964, July 967, new crop 945. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 211 to 233, Holstein fed cattle 184 to 207, market cows 117 to 146, bulls 150 to 220, calves 500 to 1540, beef steers 267 to 760, Holstein steers 220 to 590. Sheep markets, market lambs and light lambs 290 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 145 and down, goat markets, does 315 and down, bucks 355 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
On the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, and I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna dance. Hey. They got an alligator stew and a crawfish pie, a Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta's quiet shore.
too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to sway with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show lit long. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step bar to Red Occasion Beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. You can't put this possum in a cage. Our body's old, but it don't impair. For the junkyard, yeah. 'Cause I still feel like a new Corvette. It might take a little longer, but I'll get there. Well, I don't need your rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair. Your chair at all or your Medicare. Got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. Can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. Well, I don't need this rocking chair. Neon in my veins.
Still got neon in my veins.
This gray hair don't mean a thing.
This gray hair don't mean a thing.
I do my rocking on the stage.
Rocking on the stage.
You can't put this possum in a cage.
You can't put this possum in a cage.
Yeah, my body's old, but it ain't impaired.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You can have a 55 Chevy or a fancy little bit.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Jonathan Gibbs. He is president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And this morning, we're going to talk about a recent study that was done with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and how Wisconsin soybean growers are helping pork growers. It's always good when two segments of agriculture help each other out. And Jonathan, thank you for joining us this morning. Well, let's talk about this study supported by the Soybean Marketing Board and the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Pork exports, that's accounting for a lot of bushels of Wisconsin soybeans in 2024. Tell us about that.
Well, that's correct, Brian. I mean, we look at past usage of soybeans. The livestock sector has always been basically our biggest customer when you look at maybe end use of soybeans. When we deliver our beans to our local elevator, obviously they're not staying at our local elevator, Wisconsin. I mean, we've got a small processing presence here in the state, but, you know, most of those beans that are going to go to get what we call crushed or processed, are probably going to leave the state to neighboring states, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, to get processed in the soybean meal and soybean oil. And then that meal, a lot of it goes to our livestock farmers in the upper Midwest, Minnesota, Iowa, you know, we're large. You know, that's what I think of pork production. I think of Minnesota and Iowa, you know, kind of in the upper Midwest. And, you know, I think it's a mutually beneficial relationship that we have with them. You know, a lot of those soybean farmers are also, you know, hog farmers. So I look at it as adding value to my acre of soybeans that I'm growing.
Now, when we're talking about the volume, we're talking about a lot of bushels of Wisconsin soybeans in 2024. What, over 2 million bushels?
Yeah. The Wisconsin soybeans that went into pork accounted for about 2.35 million bushels of soybean usage in 2024. So it definitely takes a big piece of that pie, you know, of what we grow, which is nice to see.
And with the value, at least the pork exports, they contributed 13% of the value, about what, $1.46. So this is the pork is very important.
Yeah, it provides real value to our soybeans, and that's when, you know, when we sit down as a state checkoff board to make investments with those checkoff dollars, that, you know, myself and, you know, my fellow farmers in the area and across the state have provided, you know, as far as the soybean checkoff, you know, we're looking to see if, you know, past investments are continuing to pay. That's, you know, one of the reasons why we joined with other state soybean associations and United Soybean Board to conduct this study to verify that, you know, the investments we made have been good investments, and, you know, if we should continue to make those investments into the future. So, you know, we're not just looking at it to pat ourselves on the back or to justify what we do, but it's kind of a guiding light as far as where we've been, where we need to, you know, keep investing or maybe change investments when that time comes about.
We're talking with Jonathan Gibbs. He's president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Again, a recent study from with help from the Soybean Marketing Board and the United Meat Export Federation, or United States Meat Export Federation, found pork exports accounted for about 2.35 million bushels of Wisconsin soybean usage in 2024. Jonathan, you talk about some of these other investments. I know one of the big things that we've been talking about here for the last couple of years is that soybean firefighting foam that was developed here in Wisconsin, which is just like just up the road from us. It's almost like a quadruple win here, and that there's a lot of folks starting to say, hey, wait a minute, we need to have this firefighting foam because of the environmental benefits, replacing the chemicals of PFAS, and it works too. That's the best part of it.
What we saw when we were presented with the opportunity to support that product, definitely a feather in our hat that it was created in the state, up close to Chippewa Falls. But, you know, I mean, when we look at it, the, you know, the farming population is only, you know, a little less than 2% of the general population. But we look at, we've got, you know, soybean farmers in the state that are, they're firefighters, or everybody's our neighbor. And we saw the environmental benefits, and we knew that it was a win. And if we could invest, you know, some of our checkoff dollars towards them to kind of move that, you know, natural pull from industry along a little quicker, we thought it was going to be a benefit not only to the soybean farmer, but basically to the whole population of Wisconsin, being PFAS free, being biodegradable, being friendly to the environment. It was just a win, you know, 360 degrees.
Talking with Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board President Jonathan Gibbs this morning. Jonathan, before we let you go, and you may not have a lot of information on this, and I do understand that, but I did see a story here coming out of Iowa where there's a new fueling station in Iowa selling 99% biodiesel. They're working with PepsiCo and some of their trucks. But, wow, if that's something that could be expanded, I'm sure Wisconsin would be interested in that.
Oh, we're definitely. And part of that technology has been available, and that's part of, you know, Frito-Lay's sustainable movement. Their Pepsi is a company under the Frito-Lay umbrella there. And they're using some, it's called Optimus technology. And basically, you take your fuel tank and you make it into two compartments. One is the, you know, conventional ultra low sulfur diesel fuel that we need to get a vehicle going, especially in the winter months up here, and the rest is a B100, a bio, you know, 100% biodiesel or renewable diesel fuel. And once that engine gets up to temperature and can maintain that temperature, then you can burn, basically you're burning 100% biodiesel at that time. But we call it 99% bio because you're getting that vehicle going on the conventional ultra low sulfur diesel, which doesn't present the gelling issues compared to the B100 in the winter time. We applaud, you know, Frito-Lay's commitment to that and using biodiesel and seeing it being a you know, an immediate answer to an environmental issue that may exist. And I know talking with them last November, I think they're also using some of that technology in some of their trucks out of their Frito-Lay plant in Beloit. So we also do have it in the state.
That's awesome. That's some great news. Well, Jonathan, again, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan Gibbs, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Expect showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. And now dry air will follow tonight and into Wednesday. Additional chances for showers, though, return later in the week. Mostly cloudy with areas of smoke today with showers and thunderstorms. High 61 to 66. Relative humidities at 68 to 73%. North winds at 6 to 11. Anywhere from 3/4 to an inch of rain possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy late. A slight chance of a shower. Lows 49 to 54. Relative humidities at 92 to 97%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8, becoming light. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 73 to 78.
Relative humidities at 31% to 36%. Northwest winds at 5 to 6, shifting to the west late in the afternoon. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, high 70 to 75. For Saturday, mostly sunny. There is a chance of a shower and thunderstorm, highs 75 to 80.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
For exotic poultry to raise, consider Rhea's. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They're a big bird related to ostriches and emus, but you can pasture them with other livestock as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Are a flightless bird native to South America and the lesser-known smaller cousin of the ostrich and emu. Rheas have gray-brown plumage, long legs, and long necks. Jim Hermes is an extension poultry specialist at Oregon State University. He says people who raise the birds pasture them in stands of grass, clover, and alfalfa. They don't fly, but do need fencing.
Electric fencing works well, maybe 5 feet high. The top of their head will be somewhere around 5 and a half feet. They'll be about 125 to 150 pounds when they're adults. If they can find them, they will eat small mammals and other insects and things of that nature. But they do need to have feed as well.
Providing high-quality chicken feed will round out their nutritional needs. For adult birds, a simple three-sided shed with a roof on it, bedded with hay or straw, will keep them comfy and out of the elements. They tend to be silent birds, except when they're chicks or when the male is looking for a mate. Rheas have an interesting parenting style. The male develops a harem, and several hens will lay their eggs into the nest he built on the ground. The female's work is then done, and the male takes care of it.